This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They walk to work in the heat and snow, uphill, both ways. They could tell a storm was coming, not because some slick weatherman told them so, but because they felt it in their knee. They're your dad, your granddad, and every other man who built this country. And when the weather got tough, the tough got Cabot Wood Stain. Its deep penetrating pigments and oils have made it a pro's trusted stain partner for 130 years. Cabot, our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com.
Hey, Mike Golick here for Tabasco brand Chipotle sauce. That's right, Chipotle, which is quite different from Tabasco Original Red. How different? Well, for starters, you don't shake Tabasco Chipotle, you pour it right onto burgers, ribs, and steak. You can even use it as a marinade and let the rich, smoky flavor seep into every bite. So while it may be Tabasco sauce by name, Chipotle has a taste all its own. A taste that really is so much more than hot.
Can you feel it?
Second chin. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted, and Ndamukong-Suh. Suh to the 20, 15, touchdown Suh. And Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year.
It's Jerry Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's a direct snap back to Burkhead on the Wildcat. 20, 25, 30. Burkhead to the 40. Burkhead up to near midfield. Finally knocked down by Robert Golden.
Here's Wiley's kick. Gets high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's on.
Tucker's punt is blocked. It's blocked by the Huskers as it was Eric Martin who fired in there and touched that football.
Picks it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
Turn, they hand it off again to Roy. Hit it off the left side. He's got a block. Purdy, Roy to the 40-yard line. Roy's stumbling to the 50. Cutting back, 45, 40. Weaving his way, 30, 25, 20, 15. Hit from behind and knocked down about the 11-yard line. What a run of 62 yards by Roy Helu.
And the snap to Tommy and the give on the trap play. And it's Schlesinger inside the 5. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back. Back to Lincoln.
Back in the pocket. Steps up. Beginning rush. Getting hit. Getting dropped with a 25. A little six more. Jared Crick gets another sack. His ninth of the year and his sixth in 2 weeks.
And an option to the right. Tommy on the keep. Turns the corner. 25-30. Eludes a tackler. 35. Tommy Frazier. 37. 38. 39. 40. 45. 50. 45. 40. 35. 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
He gets the snap. Holding, steps up, has some time, throws it downfield, has Niles Paul there. He makes a catch at the 20, 15, 10, 5. He is in. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
Six seconds left. Jones gets a snap, rolls to the right side, has some time, throws it downfield. The pass, though, is going to be intercepted. Picked off by Matt O'Hanlon. He got that one. His third of the game, and the Huskers are going to beat number 20, Oklahoma.
Oh, man, Trotch escapes. And on the first down.
McCoy gets the ball tipped up in the air. It's going to be intercepted. Pulled down by Eric Hang. Intercepted by the Huskers. It was deflected by DeJuan Gold.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a hand up to Thunder who gives it back to Mike Stutz. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40. It is. Mike Stutz. 15-10. Mike Stutz.
Sets.
throws out a flat pass, caught, first down, Kenny, inside the 40, fights his way inside the 35, down to the 30-yard line, Brandon Kenny fights his way for a Husker first down.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it, senior Jake West to put it down, Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down, the kick is up, the kick is, get on its way, the kick is, good! School record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Back to throw. He rolls the pocket to the right. Bean rushed. Gets in as he throws. Has McNeil open. He's got a touchdown, Nebraska. Mike McNeil grabs it, and Nebraska with three touchdowns in the first 4.5 minutes of the fourth quarter now leads his thing 19-12. Back to throw is Landry Jones. Has some time. Steps and throws. Passes. Picked off. Prince of Mukamara, 20, 15. Prince is spinning around at the 12-yard line. Still on his feet. 10, 5. And gets it driven down to the 1-yard line. And the Huskers have it at the 1 of the Sooners. McCoy back in the pocket. Holding. Now being rushed. Sue gets him and throws him down. That is his third sack of the game for Ndamukong Suh, the best player in college football.
It's a great group of kids. And I just want to say Nebraska's back and we're here to stay.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a Football Friday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tell your friends, tell your family. Yeah, you know, tell your enemies. I don't care. They'll be part of the Doug and Daddy Show today. Pigskin Pick'em Contest coming up later in the program. We're 1-1 this week. John took us out last week, so he is one of the finalists for the laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. You could be next, so be listening for your chance later on in the show today. 888-455-3776 is always the number to call. Plus, Daddy will give his selections, and he's doing okay through the first couple of weeks.
8-4.
Also, we will be talking with Bob Condetta. I had to move him from yesterday from the Seattle Times. He's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, talk a little high school football. We've talked about it, how some teams have turned it around, teams that haven't won, only got a win maybe the last couple of years. We've started to see that. There's even more that are coming to the forefront. Gibbon is one of those teams. They've got a chance to go 3-0 tonight at Central City. Coach Mark McLaughlin will join us in our next segment here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So all that's coming up on the program today. Love to hear from you as always. You heard the number and the email address. Dent popper. Oh. There went a dent. There went another one. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tony, do you realize that after tonight, there are some Class C and D schools that will be halfway done with their football season?
That is truly amazing. We've noted how fast the summer like flew by. And now football season, yeah, you're right, half over for some schools after tonight. That is wild.
And I'm also concerned for you and your well-being and your health. Are you still planning to go out tomorrow morning?
Yes.
Wow.
That is.
It's going to be very chilly tomorrow. Chilly weather. Maybe chilly to watch the Huskers.
Well, that's why.
You get some of that ground beef from Troutman's.
Well.
You know, you have a little bacon in the morning, then you ground beef it up, and you got chili for lunch. And then, of course, you top off a Husker victory with some steak. What do you think?
That would be a lovely way to go about things. I think you're right on that. But you got Cabela's Guidewear. It's all good. That's what it's for.
Another free endorsement by Tony Davis. Stop by Troutman's and gear up for football, or throw in some snack sticks to the tackle box. Throw it in the cooler. Of course,
maybe going to Loop City.
Maybe got Max Creek Winery and Vineyard in Lexington. You can get their Max Creek wines. You can get their Superior State wines. And you can cook it all on the Green Mountain Grill. Onion and bell pepper brats. Daddy, what do you think about that?
You know what? Some of my favorites. Can't go wrong. I mean, I'm telling you. They're fresh out of the smokehouse. Try the baked beans as well.
Also, yeah, you like those. And also, a good time of the year for the ribs, pork and beef ribs. They've got those for you. And the flat iron steaks, like we were talking about, $9.39 a pound. They are the best because all beef at Troutman's, USDA certified Angus beef, where their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Try it once. You'll know what we're talking about. Haven't tried it yet? Stop by, see Carrie and the gang. Open 6 days a week for you at Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore right on Highway 30 here in Kearney. Oh, so good. Doesn't matter. Have a little breakfast, have a little lunch, have a little evening meal, all from Troutman's, all something different, and guaranteed all good.
Doug, we made such a big deal about this earlier in the week, or I at least made a big deal about this earlier in the week, and it's carried over every time. Been out the last couple nights a little bit, and people, you know, the conversation has been about Nebraska's first road game and the spread still. It remains that. Folks, when you look, in doing more research in the last 2 days, it is now about 3 everywhere. The Las Vegas sports consultants are the ones that initially establish the line. They're the ones that make a recommendation on what they think the number should be. Now, places don't automatically open at their number. Maybe the place's power rankings are just a little bit off, or their Sagarin rings or their own numbers are a little bit off. They can tweak those numbers. Nowhere on the Las Vegas Strip opened at 6 points. If you click the numbers to the right, it will show you exactly what times things moved at. Most of the numbers maybe opened at 3.5. Maybe I think one place opened at 4.5, immediately dropped down to 3, but it bounced around. 4.5 was the closest thing to 6 that in the things I looked at. The line was never at 6 except for at the Wynn. Some reason it went from 3, they moved it to 6, and then back to 3, which I don't understand that. But the 6-point deal out there is a little bit of a hoax, because that's what everybody, well, it started at 6. Well, that's what the Las Vegas sports, there's no sports book you go to that says Las Vegas sports consultants out there. The sports books are Leroy's, the sports books are the Mirage, the sports books are, you know, Imperial Palace, and on down the line. The numbers came out later than that. That was the initial number they put out. Nobody could bet at that number. The numbers being bet were 4.5, then down to 3, and it remains at 3 right now.
Our predictions coming up at the end of the show. Tom and Hastings, he likes the open. He says if your pre-show audio with Lyle Bremser doesn't get you fired up for some Nebraska football, then you better check your pulse. Delusional Husker fan, thanks, Tom, always appreciate it. Delusional Husker fan in Grand Island says, I keep seeing all the coverage about how loud the crowd is at Washington and the trouble it will cause our offense. But keep in mind, their defense may have trouble making adjustments too. I'll take Crick over a freshman lineman all day long. Delusional says Nebraska 28, Washington 20.
The more I get into this game, and people at the Hastings Keno the other day, hey, I think we take a 1-point win and run out of there, because Doug and I were kind of on the, I don't know if this is going to be that close. And that was our initial reaction, middle of the week reaction. Now I'm starting to think, and I don't know, maybe I'm getting more conservative towards game time. Do you just get out of? Do you hope to get in there and get out of there 1 point or not, and get home?
Well, winning's always better than losing, so that's the only reason you'd want to get out of there with a 1-point win. If Nebraska gets out of there with a 1-point win, I think that means they didn't play very well.
I think there'll
be some unhappy people, and I think they will drop in the polls significantly. And you know, it's the big goal. This is part of the big goal for anybody that thinks this team has a chance to not only go to a BCS game but somehow possibly play for a national championship. Which I'm not on that bandwagon. I just, you know, think there's too many teams ahead of them, and there's too many tough games there. I mean, to run the table, not only do you got to be the best team in the country, you got to have a little luck. Nebraska is not the best team in the country. Okay, they are being put up there because their schedule somewhat is conducive to winning all of their games. They will be favored in all of their games, so that means they could run the table, and if they do run the table,
gives them an opportunity.
That would get them to the Big 12 championship, in which people are not saying this. I can't imagine that Nebraska would be favored in the Big 12 championship game with all things playing out currently. They may not be an underdog, it may be even, but whatever. And a lot of things got to go your way just to play for a national championship. So that being said, I think Nebraska's got a very good team, and I think they should beat Washington. But back in the spring, when we were talking football over the summer, nobody really was concerned about Washington. And now, everybody's concerned about Washington. Shocking.
Well, and I'm still going, why are we concerned? They were 5-7 a year ago. They had 2 big wins at home. I understand that. If Nebraska's, you know, Jared Cook said earlier in the week, if Nebraska's going to be where we want to, you know, if we think we're the elite, you win these road games. against unranked opponents.
And at some point, you have to win games to be in the elite. Again, this football team has lost four games the last couple of years, and before that it was worse. I mean, it's not like they're coming off a 12-1 season or a 12-2 season. It's just not the case. Mark Sitt wants to know about your rant on the point spread, Daddy. Will there be a quiz later, Professor Daddy?
No, but people ask questions, and the six number, I know in listening to the talk shows in the eastern part of the state, there's a whole segment yesterday in which Mike L., I got to sit him down because he actually said on the air that most places where you get a push, you lose. He made that statement. Sorry, Mike, that's
well,
not...
the juice. You lose the juice.
No, you get your money back in a push. You get your money back. That's just the way it works. Everywhere you go in the history of the world, you get your money back. You don't... God, Mike, seriously, did you say that?
We'll take a break. Coming up, Bob Condotta from the Seattle Times, and we'll talk a little high school football down the road at Gibbons, see if they can get off to a 3-0 start. Coach McLaughlin joins us next.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sir, what are you doing with that crayon?
Making our brochure. We're way behind schedule.
I've got a better idea. Let's call Copycat Printing.
Copycat Printing?
They're more than just copies. They're a full-service commercial printer and design staff. From wedding invitations to business printing, Copycat Printing can help you come up with ideas to make you stand out in the crowd.
So you don't like my stick figures?
Not so much. Copycat Printing at 21st and Avenue A across from Chicken Coop in Kearney. Online at kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
Hey, Greeny, yes, Golick.
Let me tell you, the likelihood of your participating in our next show just went from probable to doubtful.
Gotta tell you, you look a little flushed, big man. What's the problem?
You overruled my trade in our fantasy football league.
Well, Golick, that is my right as commissioner of Fantasyville.
But there was absolutely nothing wrong with that trade.
Nothing wrong? Golick, I cannot let you trade away a top five running back for six packs of Johnsonville sausage, especially when you're still on the playoff hunt.
Why not? If I win the league and win the cash, what am I going to buy with my winnings?
Let me take one guess. Johnsonville sausage?
That's right, my overly prim friend. This way, I guarantee plenty of juicy Johnsonville brats and Italian sausages with the perfect blend of spices will be sizzling on my grill while the season is still going on.
Give it credit, you actually thought this through.
What? You thought I was just surrendering to the cravings of a fat man?
No comment. Trade approved. Take your game day party from good to great with juicy Johnsonville sausage, made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville sausage is all we do.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a slight chance of a shower or storm late. With highs of 84, winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. There's a chance for some scattered showers and storms tonight with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday, and of course, Friday means the start of the weekend. And what better way to kick off your weekend than with Happy Hour at O'Malley's on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Every Friday night from 5 to 7, their Happy Hour specials. O'Malley's has the wings. They've got the nachos. They've got the drink specials all night. You know, the wings are a little different. I like them. They got a little kick to them. A little spice on the breading. I like them.
You know what I didn't like the other night? I got to be honest. Slick dancing behind the bar. Got to knock that off. But Bethany dancing behind the bar. That was good.
Much better, and the return of Shannon, hopefully tonight as well. So every Friday night from 5 to 7, Happy Hour at O'Malley. Stop in and enjoy the drink specials. Hang out with your friends and the entire gang that you've known and come to love so well. You know when you go to O'Malley's, you're going to see friends and familiar faces. Escape to O'Malley's every Friday night and enjoy football this weekend. Saturday, they're there for you. Always a good time. Open Monday through Saturday in Kearney's downtown tradition is O'Malley's. Again, Friday, Happy Hour. Stop by for the drink specials, nachos and wings, and then head on out to your favorite football game tonight or just kick back and relax at O'Malley's in the downtown Kearney Center. Well, Tony, as we said, a lot of high school football action going on tonight, and this early in the season already a few surprises out there, but we knew that some teams were going to start making changes, some up, some down. And down the road at the Gibbon Buffaloes, They're off to their 2-0 start, and I don't know when. Coach Mark McLaughlin joins us on the Doug and Danny Show. Coach, congratulations to the start. I'm guessing you probably know. When's the last time Gibbon started either 2-0 or 3-0?
The last time we were 2-0 was 1989, I think. I'm not sure about 3-0, but it's been 21 years since we were 2-0.
Well, Coach, that has to be, that's a start, and I know from a coaching position you want to keep things going, but when you can start the season off with wins and put some confidence in the pocket of those kids, can you tell that it's just a different feeling right now than maybe it's been the last few years going into week three?
Yeah, for sure. The kids are real excited about playing football right now, and you know, in years past when we've gotten beat a couple times early, and sometimes, you know, we're getting beat pretty bad, by about October, they're already ready for wrestling or basketball, and I don't think it's going to be like that. You win, and it's a lot more fun. So they're having a good time, and they're really putting out a lot of effort.
Mark, you knew you returned 19 kids, 19 starters, 9 on offense, 10 on defense. Did you know during the preseason you had the ability to have this kind of team?
Yeah, definitely. When you bring back 19 players with starting experience, well, some of them start both ways,
right,
so it's really not 19 different players. But when you bring back 19 starting positions, you better make some noise. If you don't, you got a problem. So we've been set since day one that this year was going to be different, and we set a goal early that we want to go to the playoffs, and we don't just want to go there. We want to play on our home field. So in order for that to happen, we got to keep winning.
Coach Mark McLaughlin of the Gibbon Buffaloes joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, as far as what you've seen, what has the team done well on the field the first 2 weeks?
Well, we're playing pretty good defense right now, run defense especially. I think Ainsworth had like 28 carries or something for 11 yards or something like that. So we really played well up there. Cozad, I think, had 150 yards rushing, so that was a little too many. But that was on 50 carries or so. So right now we're limiting yards per carry against, and we're averaging about 4 or 5 yards a carry on offense. So, you know, Nebraska especially, you got to be able to run the football, and you got to be able to stop the run if you want to win. So right now, I guess, the thing we're doing best is we're getting an advantage in the running game on both sides of the ball.
Coach, one person leading you up there on the offensive and defensive lines is Chad Hartman. Talk about him and his senior leadership.
Well, Chad, he's never missed a weight session since I've been here. He's a real fierce kid and just nasty on the defensive line. And on the offensive line, he kind of goes unnoticed at times because we got some featured backs that are pretty good this year, and people are watching them. But Chad's not the only lineman on either side of the ball that's opening holes or blowing plays up. We've got several of them, and he's just one of the many pieces. He's a terrific player, but no more important than any of the other four on either side of the line.
Mark, when you guys took over, you liked to get the ball in the air quite a bit, and you had some playmakers. It's just sometimes the line wasn't developed enough to give them the time to do what they wanted. You mentioned early in some previews that you needed to establish a little bit of a running game. How is your offensive balance through the first 2 weeks?
Yards, it's pretty close. I think we went for 220 on the ground and 80 in the air against Ainsworth, and I think last week we were like 175 on the ground and 115 in the air. So the yards are about, I don't know, 75-25 or 60-40 or whatever, but the play calling is probably not that. I bet we're 80% run, 20% pass on play calling. But when you can run the ball, there's no need to pass. So until somebody stops it, we're going to run.
Coach, talk about the next challenge ahead at Central City.
They're Maryland High, which is going to be tough. You know, you got 11 guys in a small space, especially three running backs. So if they give it to the deep man, he's got, not only does he have 7 down linemen with the 2 tight ends, but he's got 2 fullbacks. So it's pretty much a 10-man ISO running right at you. So you really got to tackle. You just got to be disciplined and tackle the ball carrier. Can't commit penalties. If we can stop them on first and second down, we think they'll get into a four wide and trips and stuff like that. And we like our chances and that stuff. So the down and distance on defense will be very important. Limit them on first and second down. And when we're on offense, we need to keep our down and distance schedule. When we get in third and long or something, we'll have some trouble. So picking up yards on first and second down will be big tonight.
And, Coach, obviously it looks like maybe the tougher portion of your schedule is still to come, especially when you get into district. It's nice to be able to win these early games and set yourself up for some positive things in the district. But you know that obviously you're still going to be knocking some heads the second half of the season. What are you still really working on, because you know what some of these teams in the district can do?
Well, we're looking at Central City right now. We play them tonight, and that's where we're at as a team. We'll worry about other things when we get to them. The only thing we can control is how we practice and how we play, and right now all of our concentration, energy, and focus is put on the game that's about 8 hours away. So we'll get to the district games when we get to them.
Hey, Coach, great start to the season. Stay healthy. Best of luck the rest of the way, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Mark McLaughlin, head football coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes. Really good chance. I say they go to 3-0 tonight. And then Sandy Creek, they have to play a district game, and then they go play Lincoln Lutheran comes out here in
six,
another court.
6-2. 6-2 this team could go. I really believe Central Catholic is going to win this district in Minden. Those are the two games that could be swing games. Boy, if you win one of them, I think this team gets a lot of confidence. It'll be 7-1, but 6-2, 7-1 as they head into playoffs.
It's going to be a key game next week with Sandy Creek, and Centura is a lot better than people were going to give them credit for, and that's the final game of the season. But a big game next week with Sandy Creek, because I think they're the two teams. I mean, maybe throw Centura in there, but see who's going to be in the middle, see who is the best of those three to challenge Central Catholic and Minden. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We're going to go to the West Coast. We're headed to Washington to talk with Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times when we come back. And don't forget, Pigskin Pick'em. We've got more emails to get to. Stay with us.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9-1-10 to 12-28-10. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The Blue and Gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's a busy weekend for UNK Athletics. Tonight, the UNK volleyball team is home again. First serve against Colorado State Pueblo is at 7. The soccer team will take on Mesa State today at noon, and the women's tennis team is hosting the Central Regional this weekend. Get out and support your UNK Lopers.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today with a slight chance of a shower or storm late. With highs of 84, winds will stay variable at 5 to 15. There's a chance for some scattered showers and storms tonight with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 72.
Second Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a Football Friday. And Daddy, let's head out west and ask some questions that we just need answers to about the Huskies.
Well, why not go to the Seattle Times where Bob Condotta resides? Bob, thanks so much for the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I knew we would track you down.
Great, yeah, good. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're damn good stalkers, Bob. That's what we are. We're damn good stalkers. I'm going to ask the question, Bob, off the top that I have been asking and I think is the key to this football game. Tell me about Washington's defense and how good or lack thereof they are.
Well, it's still a little bit of an unknown. You know, statistically, they've played pretty well the last, I'm going to have to take this other call, you guys. I'm sorry about that. I told their producer.
That's okay.
Bob, we'll get right to this other thing. I'm sorry. Okay.
We'll get back to it. We'll get back to Bob. Bob's a busy man. Everybody wants to talk to Bob. I think he's got a television gig he's actually got to do something here for. Of course, they told him about 11:45, and bam, there it is. So we'll track Bob back down at the top of the hour. That's fine. We still got things to do, so we're gonna get Bob.
That's fine.
We stalked him, and then he left. John and Carney says, hey, Doug, is Tony getting cold feet? Locker done? Niedermeyer done? Pelini's always prepared for great quarterbacks. He'll be on his back all day long. Huskers 35, Huskies 10.
I hope. That would be such an awesome ending to this week. I don't know why. I get a bad feeling. I get a bad feeling.
Jim in Grand Island says, can you help redo the tunnel walk? The one they have now just isn't doing it. I wasn't ready to headbutt my wife while watching it like I am listening to the Friday intro on your show. Thanks, Jim.
You have said you were even disappointed in the length of it, and it just,
you know, it's just whatever they want to do. You don't know what goes on behind the scenes. Maybe coach says, hey, give me a minute and a half. We'll say we're ready. Then you play it. I don't want to be standing in the tunnel for 4 minutes waiting for stuff. But it shouldn't be that way. I mean, you do what you do. The guys have the sheet printed out in front of them. This is when the clock starts. This is when the gates open. This is when the band takes the field. This is when warm-ups happen. This is when the national anthem goes. This is when the tunnel walk goes. This is when the captains flip the coin. This is when the teams take the field. And at 2:37, this is kickoff. So, I mean, you can plan it out, and it's different every year. The one thing I have noticed, they are updating the tunnel walk. There was some Taylor Martinez highlights from the Western Kentucky game in the tunnel walk for the Idaho game. And let's face it, it is tough to freshen that up because we already know, I mean, you can't have new tradition. You can't have new plays from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. They're always going to be the same plays. So it is what it is, and it's still pretty cool.
No, I think that's a great way to start a Husker Saturday in Lincoln is certainly the tunnel walk, and really second to, you know, it's our tradition. Everybody embraces that tradition pretty good and gets them fired up. And I'm sorry you couldn't headbutt your wife.
Tony, how about we do your picks?
Let's do it.
All right, Daddy, let's do some picks here for the weekend.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to start with a morning game, and then I'm going to wait till night. And we're going to cash one early, and then we're going to wait till the night. I'm looking at Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Ole Miss, a 12-point favorite. I'm going to look at one stat. The visitor is 16-3 against the spread in Vandy games. Well, guess who the visitor is in this game? The Vanderbilt Commodores. I will gobble up those 12 points, and we should cash our first ticket about 2:30, 2:40. Then we will wait till the nighttime session begins. San Diego State at Missouri. Gabbard is just playing on a roll. The Aztecs, yes, they're off to 2-0 start, but it's Columbia at night. A different place to play at night. Missouri minus the 14. Don't think this one will be close. I will lay the 14 points and take the Missouri Tigers. Boise State at Wyoming. Do you know since the start of 2009, Kellen Moore, the Heisman Trophy candidate, 42 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Yeah, 42 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Boise's on a 13-4 run against the spread. They're laying 23 points at Wyoming. You know what? Virginia Tech lost. Boise knows the pedal has got to be the metal every game they play. Lay the 23 points, and they will blow the doors off the Cowboys in Wyoming. The last one, Notre Dame at Michigan State. You know what? Notre Dame had a great comeback last week, then gave it up with 27 seconds remaining. Expect points. This could be a shootout, but expect Notre Dame. I will take the 3.5 points. Ken, I'm on your side this week, so leave me alone. I'm going to take the Fighting Irish. I will take Notre Dame. In the college ranks, that's Boise minus the 23, Missouri minus the 14, Vanderbilt plus 12, Notre Dame plus 3.5. We head to the NFL. Pittsburgh at Tennessee. Tennessee, the last 9 games, they are plus 88.5 points against the spread. They're averaging 30.4 points per game. Pittsburgh, I don't know if you can score that many. You had 9 field goals and scored a touchdown in overtime. Tennessee minus the 5. I will take the Titans. Patriots at the Jets. You know what? This is simply. You go back to last week, New England, not as good as advertised. New York, you're not as bad as advertised. I think the offense scored just enough. I will take the New York Jets, and Rex Ryan gets a victory on Sunday. Baltimore at Cincinnati. Baltimore coming off a Monday is 1-6 against the spread. 3-8 against the spread versus the Bengals. I will take Cincinnati at home versus Baltimore. In the NFL, Tennessee minus the 5. The Jets plus the 2, 2.5. Cincinnati plus the 2, 2.5 versus Baltimore. Those are my college and NFL selections.
Oh, my goodness. I see that one of those college games will be on the Pigskin Pick'em here for week 3. So how about we knock that out? We've got a trivia question for you. If you are the first person to correctly answer the trivia question, then you will be our qualifier and automatically receive a large meal deal from Big Daly's Deli. Ho, ho, ho. 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. That's right on top of the hill. And they have two locations in Hastings, 801 West 2nd, 610 East South Street. Big Daly's Deli. They got a lot of sandwiches.
6,419. They added 3 more this week.
Offers many other menu items as well, such as soups and salads. Big Daly. Yum, yum, folks. If you get in and know the answer, call now. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN, and we've got questions to ask. So let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Doug.
Doug, here is the question. Nebraska plays Washington this week. Who is Washington's? I mean, we're all talking about Jake Locker and all the offense that he does. Who is Washington's all-time leading rusher? Played in the pros. All-time leading rusher for Washington.
No idea.
O.J. played in Southern Cal. That is incorrect.
Thanks, Doug. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, who is Washington's all-time leading rusher?
Don't know.
All right. Try back. Is this right? They haven't been to a bowl game since 02? Wow. Really? They haven't been to a bowl game since 02? How's that possible? My goodness. Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mark from Minden.
Mark, who's Washington's all-time leading rusher?
God.
Oh, you wanted me to change it up?
Rashawn Salaam.
Oh, he was pretty good at Colorado. Try back.
I know.
Thanks, Mark. 888-455-3776. I might throw out a different one. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with on the Doug and Daddy Show?
Bill from Kearney.
Bill, let's change it up a little bit. Trying to chase this guy down. Who is Washington's all-time leading passer? Huskers actually played against this guy.
I thought I knew the rusher. I don't know.
Any guess on the passer?
What was it you said while I was talking? You said the Huskers played against him?
Yeah, the Huskers played against this quarterback.
Billy Joe Hobert?
No, that's not right. But hey,
Good guess.
Daddy liked that guess, but that is incorrect. Let's stay on the phone lines, trying to get someone qualified for Pigskin Pick'em. Who are we chatting with?
Lauren,
okay, here's a question for you. Let's see. I think the passer is just way too hard. I don't think anybody would ever get the passer. And so I don't want to go there. I was not right
with what I wrote down.
No, you were wrong.
Oh, okay.
You were wrong. I'll tell you what. Let's try this. The last time that Washington played in the Rose Bowl, they beat this opponent. So that gives you a 1 in 11 chance because you know it's a Big Ten team. 2000 Rose Bowl, Washington beat this team 34-24. Who was it?
Let's go in Wisconsin.
No, sorry, not the right answer. Let's keep rolling. Try back, 888-455-3776. And who are we chatting with?
Tim in Kearney.
Tim, which question do you want us to ask you, and then I'll ask a different one?
I think I know the first two, but I can't name the quarterback, but I know the running back.
Oh, boy, so that means we have to ask you something else, right, Daddy? Tim, who's the all-time leading rusher at Washington?
Napoleon Kaufman.
That's right. Tim, where are you calling
from?
You know,
the quarterback, wasn't he the guy that was just the backup for the Super Bowl team last year? The heck was his name? Is that the answer to the quarterback one?
It's not Tui Asisopo. No.
No.
The backup is Cody.
He was there in the 90s, early 90s.
The all-time leading passer, Cody Pickett. Who followed Brock Huard. We played Brock Huard up there in 97, and then we didn't play against Cody Pickett, so I lied to Bill. We played against Brock Huard. Sorry, Bill.
I was
Bill.
Thinking it was a quarterback back in the early 90s that beat us so many times and won a national championship.
Well, Damon Huard went, then Brock Huard went, then Cody Pickett. Daddy, I got to double-check to see. Wasn't it Billy Joe that was the quarterback when they came to Lincoln and won? Yeah, I think so. Tim, where are you calling from today?
Kearney,
all right, let's get after it. Here are the selections, and there's, as always, a few different ones. Could have put tonight's games on because both of those are close as far as the point spread, but I didn't want people picking against Kansas. So here we go. Arkansas at Georgia. Tim, who you got?
Arkansas.
Daddy?
I've got a Bulldog. I'll take the Bulldogs.
That makes me want to change my pick right there, but I like the Bulldogs. So I'm going to take Georgia at home in a game they kind of need to win. Here's an interesting one. Houston at UCLA. Daddy, who you got?
I don't know why, but I'm going to give a thrum to Rick Neuheisel on his guitar. I will take him and the UCLA Bruins.
Well, UCLA has to play Texas next week. If they lose this, they're going to be going 0-4. They're going 0-4. I'll take Houston. Tim, what do you got?
Houston.
All right. Iowa State, Kansas State. Neutral site, Kansas City. I'm taking Kansas State. Who you got, Tim?
Kansas State.
Daddy?
I will take Bill Snyder as well.
How about this one? The Fighting Nate Enderleys are a 7-point favorite at home against UNLV. Tim, UNLV at Idaho. Who you got?
I'll take Idaho.
Daddy?
You know what? I got to think this game's 9:30 at night. Under the dark clouds of cover, the Vandals sneak one out. I'll take Idaho.
I got a bad feeling here. I got a bad, bad feeling. I'm going to circle Idaho and not be surprised if they get upset. Georgia Tech at North Carolina. I am taking North Carolina, not just because Georgia Tech got beat by Kansas. I'm taking North Carolina because I think they win the game. They're better at home. Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to take North Carolina because of last week.
Tim, who you got?
North Carolina.
All right, clean sweep. Here's an interesting one. Hawaii at Colorado. Colorado is favored by 2 touchdowns. And, of course, Hawaii is making their way back to the islands after traveling and beating Army last week. Daddy, Hawaii at Colorado.
The Buffs got to win this one. In Hawk, I trust. Barely, but I trust.
Beat 52-7. I don't know. And then you look tonight, Tony. California, who beat Colorado 52-7, is a 3-point favorite at Nevada. That's all. Again, phony line. Tim, who you like? Hawaii at Colorado?
Hawaii.
You are. Ooh, Tim takes Hawaii.
You never pick Colorado. Never. Never the Buffs. Hate them.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do here. I cannot believe that that is a 12-point favorite. But I've been so bullwhipped by the number being right so much anymore that I'm going to take Colorado, and we'll give Tim a chance to beat us on that one. BYU at Florida State. Daddy, who you got?
Tough one for the Noles a week ago. I think they get back on the winning track this week. I'll take Florida State.
Again, I think this could be a pretty good ball game, but it's at Florida State. That's who I'll take. Tim, who you got?
BYU.
See, I like it. I like it. Notre Dame at Michigan State. I'm taking Notre Dame. Daddy, we already know you're taking the points. You're taking Notre Dame. Tim, who you got?
Michigan State.
Texas at Texas Tech. Tim, who you got?
I'll take Tech.
You'll take Tech. See, again, that's such a phony line. Texas is only favored by 3 on the road. Daddy, I'm going to take Texas. I'm going to take Texas.
I thought about it. I have nobody circled right now until I realized I could say, guns up on the radio, Texas Tech.
All right, and the final game, Iowa at Arizona. I am taking, who are you taking, Daddy? I know who I'm taking. Here, I'll circle it before you say. God, there's no way Iowa's going to win this game, so I'll take the Hawkeyes.
You know what? I think this is a night game in the desert, a little bit different than a year ago. I'm going to take Arizona in this one and upset.
All right, Tim, who you got? Iowa at Arizona.
Iowa.
And now time for the tiebreaker. We may need it. Daddy and I have written down our number. Nebraska at Washington. Total points in the game, Tim, will be?
Oh, 48.
All right, looks like you are the low man here. I have picked 51. Daddy has picked 57. So, Tim, best of luck. You're already the winner of a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli in Kearney and Hastings. And if you beat us, you're one of the finalists for the laptop computer. Best of luck.
Thank you.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show, our official score prediction, and more after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
Want to save big dough, big bucks, big cashola? Who doesn't? Then get into Kearney Yamaha now for huge savings. The folks at Kearney Yamaha are offering blowout prices on motorcycles to clear the way for the 2011 models. That means you can save over $2,500 on select new Yamaha Star motorcycles. So what are you waiting for? Get into Kearney Yamaha today. Save huge cashola and ride home on a new Yamaha Star motorcycle. Great rebates and get financing as low as 3.99%. Hurry in. This deal won't last long. Only at Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, just south of I-80. Finance offer subject to credit approval applies to purchases of new Yamaha motorcycles made on a Yamaha installment financing loan account from 9-1-10 to 12-28-10. Minimum contract length, 24 months. Maximum length, 36 months. Minimum amount finance, $5,000. Fixed APR of 3.99%, 5.99%, 6.99%, or 12.99% will be assigned based on credit approval criteria. See dealer for details.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You know, in business, you and I both hate wasting time or money. Driving to the post office, waiting in line, gee, waste of time. Leasing a postage meter, ugh, way too expensive. I've got a perfect solution, Stamps.com. At Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware required, simply sign up at Stamps.com. Within minutes, you can print all your postage, postcards, letters, packages. It's so convenient, it's like having a post office right in your office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to anybody who will listen. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial. plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial. No risk. And a $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone, top of the homepage. Type in the name Colin. That's Stamps.com. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
It might have started as a little pebble hitting the windshield, and then you see it. A crack spreading right across your vision line. Well, B&B Glass Incorporated will fill your crack.
Wouldn't that be in poor taste?
You got a busted window? B&B will replace it. A chip? B&B will repair it. But that's not all. With B&B's anytime emergency glass service, anytime circumstances present you with a pain in the glass, call B&B Glass for tint, replacement, or repair.
B&B Glass, located at 922 Central in Kearney.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a Master Angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the Boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the Boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the Boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
All right, Tone, get the plane.
Doug and Daddy Miami. Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. While you're out this weekend, stop by Godfather's Pizza for lunch. Grab something for the evening meal. While you're watching the games over the weekend, they'll deliver 234-9444. And don't forget to get online at godfatherspizza.com and get your coupons to help you save even more money. Which, if you listen to Daddy's Picks, you probably need to save more money. GodfathersPizza.com, and don't forget, open 7 days a week, 11 to 10, Sunday through Thursday, 11 to 11, Friday and Saturday, North 2nd and 42nd Street in the Archway Plaza. Their lunch buffet is served every day from 11 to 2, just $6.50. It's like giving it away. Includes a salad bar as well. See them at Godfathers. Go online to get the coupons, GodfathersPizza.com, and for delivery or to order, 234-9444, 234-9444. Well, Bob Condotta is back with us from the Seattle Times, taking care of his obligations. Bob, thanks again for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's just kind of pick up
sure,
where
thanks.
We... Let's just pick
thanks
up.
For, yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, so thanks.
Hey, no problem. Let's just pick up where we left off. I asked you about Washington's defense.
Yeah, it statistically it's played pretty well the first two games, and it actually is on a pretty good run dating back to last season where they haven't allowed 23 or more points now in four straight games, which might not sound like much to Nebraska fans, but that's pretty good by recent Washington standards and the best they've done in quite a while. But I think it's still a little bit unproven. You know, they probably got a little bit lucky that they didn't give up a few more points at BYU, just kind of the way that game went. BYU has two new quarterbacks and, you know, frankly just missed some passes. And Syracuse, you know, isn't that good of a team, I don't think, overall. So, you know, Syracuse never really got any big drives going. But I think the Huskies are playing probably to their defensive potential right now. They've got some, you know, they've got a few good players. But, you know, overall it's still kind of a younger unit that's building, that's best days are probably, you know, a couple years down the road. But, you know, tomorrow will be a real litmus test to see how good they really are.
Bob, many people here have taken note that the line is just a simple 3 points. Has that been a big deal in Washington?
Yeah, I think some people were a little surprised that it wasn't higher in Nebraska's favor. You know, the eighth-ranked team in the country and a UW team that has lost the game and, you know, I don't think got any votes at all this week and only a 3-point underdog. You know, it's a little reminiscent to a lot of people of the 2007 Ohio State game, which was kind of similar. Ohio State was only about a 3 or 4-point favorite coming into that one, and the Huskies kept it close for about three quarters before Ohio State really blew them out in the fourth. But, I guess it's a sign of, maybe it's a sign a little bit of people unsure about Nebraska and their ability to win a game like this on the road, right? Sounds like it's been quite a while since Nebraska's won a big non-conference game like this. So maybe it's a little bit of both, a nod to UW, how well they've played at home. You know, the Huskies have played really well at home under Sarkisian, other than Oregon last year. They really got blown out by Oregon. But, you know, LSU, they kept it real close. They've won five of their last six home games otherwise, other than that Oregon game. So, you know, they played pretty well at home, and maybe people are wondering a little bit about how well Nebraska can play on the road.
Bob, tell fans about the environment out there and the noise level, because you go back, we've had former players say that College Station, Texas A&M, and Washington, they remember from 97 being as loud a places to play as they'd been anywhere in the nation. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's, you know, the Pac-10 is known a little bit for having fairly laid-back fans and a lot of stadiums that don't necessarily get completely full. And Washington historically really bucks that trend, you know. Nebraska will get a sellout crowd tomorrow. Washington has not been selling out every game consistently for a few years now, but tomorrow they will. So it'll kind of feel like old times, I think, for a lot of people, although there'll be a lot of Nebraska fans there as well. But yeah, it's a huge stadium with the two overhangs that kind of make the sound go down onto the field. And, you know, this guy kind of has the cement closed end zone. So it can really get loud going into that end zone, the end zone away from the water, in particular. You know, the one odd thing about it is that it has a track around it, and that's incredibly rare these days. You know, it's kind of one of those old multi-purpose stadiums, and they actually are going to renovate it, and in a couple years there'll be a new stadium on that same site. But, you know, when they get 72,000 fans in there, and, you know, they're pretty passionate Husky fans, it definitely can get real loud.
Talking with Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Nebraska and Washington just a little over 24 hours away tomorrow. Bob, what does Washington have to do to win this football game? Nebraska is doing things well on the ground. Everybody seems to be scared of their defense and had a great game last week against Enderle of Idaho. And if you throw the Idaho part out, a lot of people think he's supposed to be one of the top 5 or 10 quarterbacks in the country. So what does Jake Locker have to get some help in to win this football game?
Yeah, you know, Washington played Idaho last year, and Enderle threw for a ton of yards against them. So, yeah, I think he's better than people realize. I agree. You know, probably the biggest thing they got to do defensively is tackle in the open field, and that's been something the coaches have talked about from the first day of the week. You know, that's just probably the biggest thing they got to do. You know, ideally you contain the quarterback in the pocket and don't let him get out, but inevitably he is going to get outside and try to run it, and when he does, you know, inevitably there's going to be some one-on-one battles there, and Washington's got to win those. You know, they've got to hold their own as much as they can up front on both lines. You know, this is the kind of game that it just seems like, you know, is Washington ready to do that yet? I think that's a big question. They struggled with that a little bit against BYU, kind of as that game went on. BYU has especially their defensive line is pretty good, and the Huskies struggle to convert a lot of short yardage situations. They're going to have to do those tomorrow. And then I know Nebraska's been a little bit turnover prone, and Washington's going to have to do some of that. Washington has not been great at forcing turnovers really the last, you know, for quite a while now, but, you know, they didn't do it at all against BYU, and they got a couple against Syracuse, but both of them came fairly, or one of them anyway, just, you know, came late in garbage time. But they're going to have to do that. And you know, and they got to get off to a decent start. You know, we talk about the crowd. I mean, the best way to keep that crowd in it, obviously, is to do something good early that keeps everybody excited.
Bobby, look at Sarkisian only in his second year. People have got to be impressed with the turnaround and the big wins he's been able to garner already.
Yeah, they are. You know, like any fan base, I think there's some impatience if they want they wanted the turnaround to happen yesterday. But I think that the reasonable fans who look at the big picture, yeah, I mean, they're 6-8 since he took over. Obviously, they were 0-12 in 2008, and you know, the 5 wins last year, believe it or not, tied the most they'd had since 2003. I mean, it's really been a not great run of Husky football here, and you know, so beating USC, beating Cal. You know, even some of the close losses, there was some disappointment in kind of the way, obviously, that the Notre Dame and UCLA games in particular, well, in Arizona State, too, we got away from them. They were all kind of last second, real heartbreaking kind of things. But I think when you stepped back from it and just, you know, the fact that they were in all those games and really, you know, kind of in all but 2 games last year, probably going into the fourth quarter, it was a big turnaround. But, you know, that said, people, you know, when Jake Locker decided to come back, that kind of upped the ante on this season and really heightened the expectations. And, you know, so people are flat out expecting a winning season and a bowl game this year. And anything less than that, you know, will be regarded as a disappointment.
Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times joins us just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, if the line is correct and it is a three-point ball game, talk about the place kicker and what he means to this Washington team. Is he a good one?
Yeah, he is. Eric Folk is one of the probably one of the underrated players on this team. He had one of the best seasons in school history last year, hitting 18 to 21, including the game winner right at the end to beat USC, which wasn't a long kick, but still, it's a, you know, it's a pressure-packed one. But then he hit about a 47-yarder in the rain at Notre Dame on the grass with about whatever it was, 20, 30 seconds to go to send that one into overtime. So, and then this year he's been perfect, and I think it was 54 yards on the last play of the half at BYU. So, yeah, no, he's a real strong-arm kid. You know, he's the younger brother of Nick Folk, who was in the NFL for a while, kicked for the Dallas Cowboys. So, yeah, Eric's his younger brother. And was a very highly, actually, as kickers go, pretty highly recruited guy who committed to Washington when Willingham was still his coach here, but from the L.A. area and had lots of offers and kind of just came here because they had an immediate need at kicker.
Bob, before we let you out of here, could you give us a weather report for the game tomorrow and also how you see this game breaking down?
Yeah, the weather, you know, I don't think it's going to be the perfect sunny weather that Nebraska got in 97 when they came out here, but it's... at the moment, it doesn't look quite so bad. I think it's going to be one of those deals where it's going to be overcast and threatening to rain, and it could rain, but maybe the rain holds off. It really rained like crazy last night, but it doesn't sound like it's supposed to be quite that bad through the weekend. And how I see the game going, you know, if I, I'm probably going to end up picking Nebraska to win it. I just, at the moment, I think their lines on both sides of the ball are probably a little bit better than Washington's, and that's where these games tend to be decided. You know, the real mitigating factor to that could be Jake Locker. I mean, he's really going to have to play, you know, he's going to have to play the kind of game that people expected out of him when he decided to come back. And, you know, that was kind of the difference against BYU, where the BYU's lines were a little bit better than Washington, and then Jake didn't play well enough to kind of make up for that. You know, if he can really make some special plays tomorrow, then maybe he makes up for it and Washington gets the win. But, you know, I think the safe pick, the safe money is on Nebraska.
Bob, we know you're the man in Seattle. You've been busy all week. We appreciate you slipping us in here. Thanks so much for the time. Look forward to doing it again down the road. And, hey, best of luck.
All right, great. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Condotta from the Seattle Times. Daddy, couple of emails here. Eric says, since you will be covering the Big Ten next year, do you got any thoughts on the Hawkeyes this year or next? Iowa meets Arizona this week. Who you got? Of course, remember, Eric is a big Hawk fan. He says Hawks 35, Wildcats 17, and then he's going out to watch them play next week.
You know what? I think this game, I got a different feel about this game, Eric, because a night in the desert. I do not like that setup. I remember a night in the desert with Jake Plummer and the Nebraska Cornhuskers heading out there with Scott Frost. Did not end well.
Arizona State.
Yes, just a different team, but
State.
It's still the desert.
Different school, different team, different campus. But I understand exactly what you're saying. If Iowa would beat Arizona 35-17, that would really springboard them into the Big Ten schedule and put them up there as a legit top 10 team. Irish Ken couldn't get through the day without saying something. What's up with H-Man? Irish Ken is officially calling him out. Delusional Husker fan, you're just that, delusional. No prediction on the Irish this week, he says. I think I am a jinx, so I will keep my big mouth shut. Thanks, Irish.
Irish.
Before we make our official game prediction, don't want to overlook a couple of the other items that are going on in sports. New Mexico Highlands, who did you beat? How do you have four wins in volleyball? UNK wins it 25-7, 25-11, 25-12, and Rick played everybody he had. They host Colorado Pueblo tonight and Adams State tomorrow, both at 7 o'clock. Hastings Volleyball is the Mid-America Nazarene Tournament in Olathe, Kansas. Husker Volleyball will be hosting Colorado tomorrow at 7. UNK Women's Soccer just kicking off right now against Mesa State at Foster Field, and they play Fort Lewis on Sunday. Hastings Soccer is on the road tomorrow. Tri-City Storm won their exhibition game against Lincoln last night in overtime, 3-2. The Fall Classic is in Sioux City next week. High school football from last night, Columbus beat Norfolk, Millard West thumped Lincoln Southwest, Omaha Central over Lincoln East, and Loup County got by Elba 77-7. Plenty of high school volleyball last night as well. Congratulations to the teams from the area. Aurora beat Central City. Donovan Trumbull beat Adams Central. St. Cecilia swept Aquinas. Holdridge beat Hastings. Centura must be getting a little bit better. They took Kearney Catholic state-rated volleyball team to five sets, and the Stars do win it in five. Lawrence Nelson beat Shelton in one of the best Twin Valley Conference volleyball rivalries. Minden over Cambridge. Palmer beat Giltner. Sutton over Centennial. I was in Elwood last night. Watched a very good match between Axtell and Loomis, which Axtell won in three sets. They were both unbeaten when they met. Elwood lost both matches, but showing some signs of being a pretty good team. Grand Island Central Catholic, Deschler, Lexington, Elm Creek, and Bertrand all winning a pair of volleyball games last night.
Feel it, Vikings.
How come you're not a spokesman for Omaha Steaks?
I don't know that.
How come you're not a spokesman for anyone? I mean, all that food you put down, you should be getting paid for that. And it's not just food.
No. Track TV.
You ready to make your prediction?
I'm ready to make my prediction.
Gear up first.
You know what? I didn't take the charger this morning, but I should have from Complete Nutrition. Hey, specifically designed protein powders to get results. Hey, there's one for you out there, whether it's V-Core, whether it's Titan, whether it's Goliath. They know what's best for you. Your kid's a freshman on the football team. He's 130 pounds, but he loves football. You got to put some weight on him. Well, Jeff and the gang at Complete Nutrition are waiting for you. They're not, you know, you don't have to be the one to pick it out. They'll pick it out for you and tell you them. See one of their trained professionals. Their mission is to help every one of their customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Located north of Sunmart, right out in front of the Archway Plaza, right along 42nd and 2nd Avenue. Complete Nutrition, it's a new store. Call them today, 308-338-1FIT, or online, CompleteNutrition.com. Hey, coming soon to Grand Island as well, so get ready over in Grand Island.
Hall of Fame at Kearney High tonight, and wow, some of the names that are being put into the Hall of Fame, amazing. The 44 football team and the 86 boys tennis team are going in. 44 football team ever first state championship team at Kearney.
Cool. That was before any playoffs.
Kyle Larson did not play on that team, but he is going into the Hall of Fame. The former Husker, the former Cincinnati Bengal. Football coach Riley Harris is going in. Brandon Jessup, outstanding cross-country track and field athlete. Scott Noctegal is going in. Football, wrestling, and track. Drew Anderson, minor league player, has played some time in the major leagues, played for the Huskers, and, of course, also an outstanding athlete in everything that he did. Elizabeth Behensky, only made one mistake so far with her life. She's now a Lydiate, and she's, of course, an outstanding golfer and tennis pro. What? What are you saying? That's not exactly written on here? Oh, okay. But what a great job she has done, and, of course, they're still here and out of the Wari Dunes, so that's going to be great. Brad Rogers is going in for meritorious service, so the Doc going in as well. That's part of their game tonight against Bellevue West. Daddy, you're going to make the prediction. You go.
The way I see this breaking down, it comes down late. Nebraska wins at 29-28. There's a safety in there. Jarrett Crick dislodges the ball. For some reason, they've got Niles Paul in on defense. He's going in for the touchdown. The ball gets knocked out of his hands, recovered by Washington, but he knocks it out of Washington's hands through the back of the end zone, safety, 29-28.
You disappoint me because of the entire year, all the books you bought, all the things you read, all the babble you have spewed, and all you're basing that prediction on is that Vegas has it at 3.5 points. That's the only logical reason you're doing that. The only way it's close is if Nebraska leaves it on the carpet all day long and their safeties fall down and Jake Locker. I mean, Washington has to play the best football game that they have. They've got to play better than when they beat USC. They've got to play the best football game they have played in 5 years to have a chance to win this football game. Not saying it can't be done. In fact, my score, I wish I could make it bigger. Nebraska 34, Washington 17. We could score more, but we're going to run the ball a lot. If we score on big plays, we'll get more possessions. But we're only running 58 plays a game, so it's hard to get many more points than that. 34-17, Huskers with the victory. We want to thank Bob Condotta of the Seattle Times for joining us. Mark McLaughlin, Gibbon Head football coach. Best of luck to Tim, not really, in our Pigskin Pick'em contest. And, Daddy, good luck with your selections over the weekend.
Hey, we'll see you on Monday. Let's see what happens tomorrow in Seattle. Back Monday, Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.